Tune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
This plane is definitely crashing!
Bad Bird Media, the Georgia Strait, and CITR 101.9 present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th at the Cambrian Hall in Vancouver. Now 2 days featuring a different group of vendors each day. Thousands of vinyl records, personal collections up for sale, plus a selection of vintage turntables and gear. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and food truck goodness from our friends at Dougie Dog Hot Dogs. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair. Get your Vancouver vinyl discount card free with admission. That's 10% off at Zoo Shop, Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, High Life World Music, Scrape Records, Dandelion Records, Neptune Records, Vinyl Records, The Beat Merchant, and Beat Street Records. And introducing the Main Street Meal Ticket. Also free with admission. Eat out on Main Street at Cray, Mr. Brownstone, The Reef, or Rocky Mountain Flatbread, and let the fair help you with the bill. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th at the Cambrian Hall, 215 East 17th in Vancouver. Now 2 days featuring a different group of vendors each day. Visit www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, brought to you by Bad Bird Media, the Georgia Strait, and CITR.
Going in to the basement right now, top of the hour, 9 o'clock, Friday night, TGIF, everybody. Loving the vibes. It's summertime. The sunshine is out. It's heating up. I'm sweating at work, but at least I'm not in school. As mentioned, 9 o'clock, top of the hour, coming into the basement. If you're a first-time listener to the show, I like to go through the bass-heavy side of electronic dance music. Whether it be dubstep, drum and bass, glitch hop, UK funky breakbeat, ghetto funk. There really are no rules, really are no boundaries. It's really just about the spectrum of bass music and just forward-thinking bass music all in all. Coming in right now, British Columbia's duo. They call themselves Moontrix, based out of the interior. We got Nog on the production, Mercy on the guitar. And together they form Moontrix. This is their first EP out on Really Good Records, which is, of course, Matt the Alien's label. Matt the Alien, probably British Columbia's best DJ, known on the West Coast as being the best. Like, there really is no other word. Beats on, yeah, loving this glitched out vibe. This one's called Sunshine. Moontrix on the production. We'll be right back.
locked in.
Gotta love those vibes. Truly made for the sunshine. That one's brought to you by Moon Tricks. Nog and Mr. Mercy together. This tune, wrapping up, called Sunshine, can be found on the Ignition EP out on Really Good Records. If you're unfamiliar with this label, look into it. It's home to some forward-thinking bass music, including Miles Away from Vancouver, Phantasma from Alberta. I'm not going to list them all. Make sure to check it out. Really Good Records, everybody, as well as Moontricks, soundcloud.com/Moontricks. Couple freebies there. Some really, really good tunes. And we're going to keep the vibes solid. Coming in brand new one from Code 9. I'm just going to let this one talk for itself. Yeah, what a change up. That one's by our homie Code 9, and by homie, I mean I've never met the guy. I just like to know that I know him. Anyways, Code 9, brand new one called Zing Fu Lu. A little bit of a change up for him, known for the dubstep, the slower tempos. He definitely ups things up in the 150-160 range with his footwork house-inspired track. Really, really solid vibes. Love the atmosphere in this one. Really, really resonates with me. Similar to his LP he did with the Space Ape, 2011, I believe that was, Black Sun. Hopefully you guys remember that. So that last tune, Code 9 on the production, called Zing Fu Lu. Make sure to check it out. It was on his own label, Hyperdub. Been putting out stuff. Been putting out quality since 2005. We're moving things back home. Coming in right now, a remix of the Daft Punk tune, Get Lucky. I'm sure we've all heard it at some point. It's been all the talk. Daft Punk, Daft Punk, Daft Punk. Is he playing at Burning Man? Anyways, this is the Knight Rider's bootleg. Over the next few months, I'm sure you're going to be coming into some bootlegs of this track as we come into festival season and such. And, well, this is one that's at the top of my list for now. It's by Knight Riders, based out of Alberta. Used to be two people, currently one. They had a little separation anxiety or whatever there. Regardless, free download. Check it out, soundcloud.com/Knight Riders. Knight spelt with a K, Riders spelt with a Z. Incoming glitch hop. Yeah, solid bootleg right there, brought to you by Knight Riders. That one's originally done by Daft Punk, called Get Lucky. Definitely a glitched out track right there, considering the original is more like a disco-y, house, indie rockiness. Yeah, how's that for being very, very descriptive? Anyways, make sure to check it out. It's available for free download. SoundCloud.com/Knight Riders is where you gotta go for that. If you're unfamiliar with Knight Riders, busy, busy, busy duo. I believe they have a date overlapping Shambhala here in Vancouver at the Red Room. ShahDJs.com for details about that. SHAHDJS.com. They have a wonderful calendar there that is a fantastic resource for every bass-driven event in Vancouver, regardless of crew, regardless of venue. It's all there. Make sure to check it out. Knight Riders just put out a EP on Seclusiasis. I can never say that name. But I believe that one's that's Dev79's label or Starkey's. Can't remember. Anyways, don't quote me on that. For the time being, though, here on the basement, CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca worldwide. We do have to take a short break. Stay with me, though. We're moving a little drum and bass action by the none other than DubFX, Flower Fairy, and Mr. Woodnote. So please stay with me.
You know, there's nothing sexier than voting on a hot summer day. Be sure to vote in the 40th Provincial General Election, Tuesday, May 14th. For more information, go to elections.bc.ca. First I say no, I got some plans for tonight, and then I stop and say,
woo-woo, welcome back to the basement, CITR 101.9 FM on the dial. Hopefully you guys are digging the tunes. CITR.ca online. If you happen to miss part of the episode, can't catch the whole thing, CITR.ca is where you got to go. All of our wonderful, wonderful shows, all of our programming is recorded and available for playback, for streaming, for downloading, all that on the website, CITR.ca. Coming in right now, a little drum and bass action. DubFX making music with his mouth, hailing from Australia. This one's with his significant other, Flower Fairy, I believe fiance now, as well as Mr. Woodnote, helping with the beats. This one's called Flow. If you guys have ever seen DubFX, you know what kind of energy he brings, what kind of emotion is involved in his music, and if you haven't, highly recommend checking him out. He has a couple dates coming up in Edmonton, Victoria, and Whistler. Make sure to check him out. Details about that after the tune. So here we go. This is Flow.
We need nobody to let ourselves go. Always at my side as we rock the stage show. In an ocean of music, we move with the flow. A hand in my hand, I don't wanna let go. A partner in life on this mean old road. We got the wind on our back that blows. We can't drift apart, we just move with the flow.
Yeah, some serious emotion in that one, called Flow, featuring Mr. Woodnote on the saxophone, I believe, Flower Fairy, and Mr. DubFX himself lending to the beats. That's all mouth music, ladies and gentlemen, right there. Make sure to check out that entire album. It's called Everything's a Ripple. So much emotion, so much heart in that. And if you want to hear it live, come in to West Coast early July 12th in Victoria, July 13th in Whistler, July 14th in Calgary. Who knows, maybe he'll make a surprise appearance at Base Coast again this year. Who knows? Anyways, just recently, Mr. Banga, one third of the trio Magnetic Man, half of the Screamin' Banga duo, just recently put out an album called Chapter 2. This is my favorite off of it. It's called Higher, featuring Autumn Rowe. Yeah, this one's a little unlike Banga's usual style, definitely more of a dubstep-leaning producer, but definitely on this album, he's expanding his spectrum a lot. A little bit of grime, a little bit of house influence, and in that tune, a little drum and bass influence, 100%. Make sure to check out the entire album. It's called Chapter 2. Just put out, I believe, 4 days ago on Sony Music. Who'd have thought? You know, so many larger, more electronic-driven labels in his back pocket, practically, to choose from. Other appearances on the album include P-Money, Woo, Kano, Woo, Young Man, and Sam Frank. So there you go. Coming in right now is a heavy one. It's a hard one. Turn up those subs. Brand new from Destroyed. This is Excision and Far Too Loud, both headlining the Village stage this year, Shambhala. This one's called Annihilate. Rightfully so. This is not suitable for young children.
Society. You have been destroyed.
Okay, holy moly, what a tune. Huge, 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 huge track. Definitely really, really lasery. That's what stands out to me. Anyways, that's a brand new collaboration between Excision and Far Too Loud. Just fresh from Destroyed Music, the label. Excision based out of Kelowna, label based out of Kelowna. Loving the BC bass music. This tune called Annihilate. Yeah, I wonder why, eh? Also on the album entitled The Invasion. Appearances from Downlink, Bass Nectar, Space Laces, A Jappy. Yeah, make sure to check it out if you're big into the, I call it noisy dubstep or FU dubstep. If this is your jam, Destroyed is where you gotta be. We're keeping with the BC bass music coming in, brand new bootleg by Neon Steve, one of my favorites from Vancouver Island. He's all about the bass spectrum: Moomba, funk, breakbeats, dubstep, drum and bass, trap. Who cares? Neon Steve definitely doesn't. This is a brand new freebie, just released the other day. SoundCloud.com/NeonSteve, where you gotta go. This one's originally done by Excision and Downlink, both based out of the interior, Kelowna, British Columbia. This one was once upon a time released on Rotten Records. It's called Crowd Control, and Neon Steve's come in, done his thing. Wow, incredible little Moomba remix here, so enjoy. And this is probably as heavy as it gets for the evening. After this, we're gonna kind of go in a little breakbeats, and then a little in between, unclassifiable stuff. We're gonna end things off late tonight at about 10:15 with some deeper dubstep. It's all about the deep vibes later on, and lots of British Columbia and Canadian talent in between. Just to give you a little FYI. Wow, that is definitely on the noisy tip as far as I'm concerned, but you know what, you can't go wrong with Neon Steve. As said, he's all about the bass spectrum. That's his remix, his bootleg of Excision and Downlink's huge, huge tune called Crowd Control. If you haven't heard the original, do so. Like, that's dubstep if I ever heard it. And if you dig what you hear, this one's available for free download. SoundCloud.com/NeonSteve is where you gotta go. Really looking forward to hearing more of Neon Steve's original production. Can't say enough good things about him. Actually, I can. Breaking news, last week, put out a great mix. Not so much bass music, but more so electronic music. And just good tasting, I call it mature dance music. It's called Pleasantations. Also on his SoundCloud, so make sure to go check that out. I'm sure some of you are familiar with how you can label a genre with your tracks on SoundCloud. Well, Steve's come along and labeled this mix the genre of Baby Maker. I'll let you do the math. Coming in right now, brand new one from Stan Warriors. Played it last week briefly. It's called Where's the Beef? Make sure to check out the YouTube video. It's hilarious. And this tune is absolutely huge. It has Fractal Forest written all over it. Turn it up. Make sure those subs are on full. If you aren't ready to party, you will be now. Tune, eh? Incredible, incredible original. That one's brought to you by Stan Warriors. That's the A-side of their Where's the Beef MPC release. Brand new. April 29th, that one came out on their own label, Punks Records. I cannot wait to hear that drop to the Fractal Forest. Big, big hype. And as mentioned, you have to see the YouTube video. If you can appreciate dancing cows, you'll like the music video. Okay, we're coming back to Canada. This is a fresh one. Collaboration between Nondestrip and Hatiris. Nondestrip used to be half of Stupid Fresh from the UK, now immigrated to Canada, residing Vancouver Island, making big, big tunes with Hatiris based out of Toronto. This one's called Nippelodeon. Hopefully you guys remember their latest collaboration, or rather collaboration before this one, called Bro Job, Party All Night. Big party tune right here. Uh-oh. Love the drums. It's all about the round drums. And in case you're just joining me, this show is called The Basement here at CITR 101.9 FM. You can catch me here on the dial every Friday night between 9 and 10:30, going through the bass spectrum. Incoming, Nippelodeon. Yeah, some serious big room sounds right there. Is that electro house? Is it Moonbaton? A little trap in there? Who cares? I just call it electronica. I just call it bass music. It's all good. Nondestrip and Hatiris on the production there. They've teamed up for this track called Nippelodeon. Brand new one, Freshness. Just came out on Rising Music, which is Chris Lake's label. Chris Lake, we all know and love him. The house music superstar. I remember my first Chris Lake tune. I think that was 2006. It was like one of those Ministry of Sound annual compilations. That tune was called Changes. Changes in your life. Yeah, we all remember it. We were all there. Anyways, this Nippelodeon tune, huge, huge track. Would love to hear it dropped. Tears, Nom de Strip. If either of those names don't resonate with you, make sure to check them out. Nom de Strip just released a second EP on Mousetrap. Mousetrap. Yeah, that's Dead Mouse's label. Yeah, the first EP, Volume 1, was probably my favorite. Just released early April was Volume 2, anticipating a Volume 3, and then the full LP soon to follow. Nom de Strip is definitely top of the game, being played out by all the big players. We're going full 180, taking a turn, going into some future stuff right now. Coming into Dark Sky, headlining Bass Coast Music Festival. Probably the biggest name on the bill, if you're asking me. This tune is called The Lick. Yes. Yes, it is. Okay, so this tune isn't super like, oh my god, Big Room, like, this is just melting my face. Like, it's nothing like that. It's all about the quality. It's all about the production value. It's all about the sounds that they've incorporated and the arrangement. Like, the drum programming alone is just exquisite. If you're unfamiliar with Dark Sky and you're going to Bass Coast, familiarize. Plenty of releases on 50 Weapons, which is Mode Selector's label. They just released this tune called The Click. Big tune featured on the Scream and Pete Tong little mix compilation thing that was just recently released on Defected House. And on top of that, they just put out a two-track EP on Tectonic Records, which is, of course, Pinch's label. Pinch actually just in recent news started a new label. Can't remember the name of it. I'll get back to you about that. But Dark Sky, three guys just making solid music. It's all about the techno, the electronica, just the bass. Yeah, we're definitely taking a switch right now, going to the drum and bass, a little jungle flavor. This one's brand new off of Jungle Cakes Records, which is Decline's label. This is a collaboration between Kelowna-based Sticky Buds. Love that name. Love Sticky Buds. Had some serious good talks with him in the wee hours of festival circuits years past. Anyways, this is a brand new collaboration between Sticky Buds and Ed Solo from the UK. This one's called Smoke the Weed. Just recently released on 420, as mentioned on Jungle Cakes Records. And if you like this kind of swingy kind of jungle music, this kind of a fun kind of ghetto-y, funky drum and bass style, Jungle Cakes is the record label for you. Yeah, some serious production right there from Sticky Buds from Kelowna, British Columbia, as well as Ed Solo from the UK. Sticky Buds been on the up and up recently. Actually, just before this release, had a two-track EP out on Adapted Records, which is probably the premier label out of Australia right now as far as glitch hop is concerned. And before that, countless remixes, Bombastic Jam, Pop and Lock, Fort Knox Records, which is, of course, Fort Knox Vibes label. The list goes on and on. This guy is top of the game as far as ghetto funk and drum and bass is concerned. One of BC's favorites, 100%. And this label, Jungle Cakes, is specifically set aside for Decline and Ed Solo's Jungly Bits. It's the sub-label to Hot Cakes Records, which is more for Decline and Ed Solo's Silly Bits, for their aliases Defcline and Red Polo, which is the sub-label to Cut and Run, which is Decline's parent label. Decline, come on, buddy, slow down just a little bit, just a little bit. Okay, coming in, we're going a little harder drum and bass style. Brand new one from Shock One out of Australia. This is a collaboration between Real E on the vocals and Festa. The title track off of his album called Universus. Guess what this one's called? You guessed it, Universus. What a tune. I'd just like to say that this album in Australia is second on the Billboard charts as far as early May. Second to Michael Bublé. Yes. Drum and bass taking over the world. Chart by chart.
Nothing.
Very, very, very solid tune right there. As mentioned, we got Shock 1 with Festa, Rhea Lee on the vocal bits. That one's called Universus, the title track on Shock 1's brand new album out on Viper Records, which is Future Bound's label. Incredible album. 14 tracks deep. Plays home to the huge anthem. Hopefully you guys recognize it. It is called, what was it? Crucify Me, that's what it was. Yeah, we all remember Crucify Me. Came out early 2011 on Viper Records, which is, of course, Future Bounds. But also in the label appearances by Metric. Yes, the one and only Metric. And by the way, Metric came out with a brand new EP on Hospital Records that you guys should check out. But regardless, check out this album, Universus, 14 tracks deep. All you need for drum and bass, and with a little touch of dubstep, actually. Super well-produced album, as mentioned, topping the charts in Australia. Big, big, big sounds from Shock One. Coming in, this guy's called Statistic, based out of Toronto. This one's good. So yeah, what a heavy, heavy tune. Lots of weight to that one. Definitely makes you get low. Is that drum and bass? Is that dubstep? We'll never know. Anyways, that's a freebie brought to you by Statistic, based out of Toronto, Canada. Gotta love it. Lots of free downloads available for you, including this one called Smut VIP. SoundCloud.com/DJ Statistic is where you gotta go. 157 followers. Let's up that to 5,000 because this tune is quality. Yeah, I love that vocal sample. Just that woman, just, oh. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, for the time being here at the basement, 101.9 FM on the dial, CITR.ca worldwide around the globe. We gotta take a short break. Stay with me. We're going into a little jukey, trappy, nice big bass sounds after the break.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Left a thousand times.
Wow, that is not what I wanted to play. Bear with me here, ladies and gentlemen, while I correct the issue, and here we go.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
And we're back. Gotta love it. Amateur radio, everybody. Yeah! Yeah, gotta love those sound effects. Very, very pro. Welcome back to the basement. If you're a first-time listener just joining me right now, here on the basement, I like to go through the spectrum of bass music, the bass-heavy side of electronic dance music, if you will. Dubstep, drum and bass, glitch hop, UK funky, breakbeat, electro, whatever. Really are no rules. It's all about the bass spectrum. Coming in right now, we're bringing it back local. Fresh one. Not too fresh, a little on the stale side, but still really, really awesome. This is a brand new one from Self Evident with Max Ulis. It's called Number One Stunning. You've probably heard it played out, whether you be at Celebrities, whether you be at the Astoria. It's been played out. This one was released on Vancouver-based 10-Pin Records, which happens to belong to Mr. Ulis himself. Also, keep your eyes out for Dipped Records, brand new label brought forth by Self Evident, the man himself. Self Evident, countless releases on East Van Digital. List goes on, I'm not going to get into it, just this tune. Gotta love our Vancouverites, quality all round.
Thing. who I be.
Yeah, these two Max D-List self-evident, they're some of the key founding members of the Lighted Crew, alongside Tank Girl, alongside Dega Sound, alongside DJ Kier, Kier being the label head over at Affect Records, and Dega Sound being, well, Dega Sound, come on. Anyways, this tune definitely repping the future vibes, whether it be trap, whether it be footwork, whether it be juke, whether it be dubstep, it's all in there. Make sure to check out more of them. Max D-List self-evident, everybody. That one was called Number One Stunner. Coming in right now, we got Bauer on the remix. This one's done by Alona George. It's called Attracting Flies. Really, really, really love the bass in this one.
I'm not stepping out.
Little grey fairy tales and little white lies. Everything you exhale is attracting guys. And you can go off the rails and you can cry your eyes out. But everything you exhale is attracting guys.
Another solid production from the man they call Bauer. Definitely gravitating from his trap roots. And I say trap roots very loosely, considering his smash hit, his, you know, claim to fame, was in fact 140 BPM, so therefore dubstep. yeah, it's up for discussion. Regardless, this guy's definitely bringing in new styles that crowds far and near have never heard before. Anyways, this one's by Luna George. She's on the vocal pieces. It's called Attracting Flies. Bauer on the remix. This one was released on Island Records, which is a subsidiary of Universal Music Group. Yeah, big time music label right there. Spinning out electronic dance music. Gotta love it. It's everywhere. It's in your commercials. It's in your baby's food. Oh my god, be careful. Anyways, that's that. Coming in, we got more trap flavors, more of the future bass, if you will. We got Yellow Claw's Get Free Money remix. Yes, big title. This one can be found on Laser Strikes Back Volume 1, the first volume of the four volumes that Major Lazer put out in anticipation of their album. I believe it's called Free the Universe. Huge album. If you haven't checked it out yet, do so. Anyways, these four EPs are available for free download on Mad Decent's website. This tune is called Get Free, featuring Amber of the Dirty Projectors on the vocal pieces. It's by Major Lazer. It's probably one of my favorite tunes to date. You'll probably think back to the Andy C remix that has just blown speakers apart. Andy C is actually laying down in Vancouver in the next little bit, FYI. Love those horns. And love these drums. Yeah, I love the double time right there. This is actually the first tune I've heard of Yellow Claw. Rather, I guess this is a remix. But regardless, it's all Yellow Claw, except for the vocal pieces, which is, of course, Amber of the Dirty Projectors. But after I heard this tune, I looked more... I dove into more of Yellow Claw's discography in his portfolio, and didn't like it. Yeah, a little disappointed there. But this remix is huge, 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 huge. This is the Yellow Claw Get Free Money remix. I love free money. It's probably why I like this tune. It's originally done by Major Lazer. It's called Get Free. You can check out the original on Major Lazer's brand new album called I Had It. I Had It, but I Forgot It. Free the Universe is what it's called. Yeah, make sure to check it out. Some really good collaborations on that Just nothing comes to mind, but you gotta check it out. Major Lazer is always at the forefront of EDM, all in all, whether it be the big room stuff or just, you know, the jiving stuff with Snoop Lion, if you dig me. Anyways, coming in right now, we're bringing it back to British Columbia. We got 80 Weight VIP, brought to you by my homie Subantics, aka Keith Stewart, aka Autumn. It was actually his birthday a couple days ago. Happy B-Day, Keith. I remember back in the day we were partying up at UVic in the Res little buildings there, and he'd be DJing our parties, and we'd get shut down, and he'd DJ my basement parties, and we'd rock out. Anyways, this is a VIP of his classic 80 Weight out on Firepower Records, which is Datsik's label. And if you're in Victoria this weekend, he's doing a show. One of the first shows in Victoria, powered by PK Sound. Yeah, that's happening at Rehab Nightclub. And as far as my knowledge is concerned, Rehab is a brand new what's the word I'm looking for? Club. That's it, club. And they're hosting the huge PK Sound system. Love PK Sound. Kicks Fortune or Fort. What's that? What's that other sound system called? I'll think about it for a little bit.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Function 1 was the other sound. You guys know what I'm talking about. Fortune Sound Club, celebrities, they're all hosting the Function 1. Not a fan. It's too focused on the highs. It's all about the lows. And PK Sound, they know the low. Yeah, another solid tune brought to you by Subantics. Just recently, talking to him, actually, he was mentioning that he has a forthcoming EP on Firepower, another one, as well as release on Dim Mac Records, which is Steve Aoki's label. So big things expected from Subantics. Make sure to check him out. And if you dig that tune, it can be found on Firepower Records. And the original of that tune, in case you missed the track name, it's called 80 Weight VIP. And while the original is available for free download on his SoundCloud, so go source that one out. For the time being, we do have to take a short break, but stay with me. Got a few more tunes here until we finish up at 10:30. The Basement will return.
to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
And welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM on the dial here in Vancouver. The sun is shining. Or you're listening in on the web, CITR.ca, or you're listening in to one of the playbacks, one of the recordings, one of the podcasts, also available at CITR.ca. This show is called The Basement. You can find me here, CITR FM, every Friday night between 9 and 10:30 p.m., getting you ready for your Friday night, getting you ready for your weekend, going through the bass spectrum, finishing things off a little on the deep tip of things, fresh remix from the one that goes by Chrome Star, half of the Immortals. Chrome Star is a legend in himself. This is his lean-in mix of Ohm Unit's newest release, Dark Sunrise, featuring Tamara Blessa on the vocal bits. This is available for free download by way of Ohm Unit SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/OMUNIT, Ohm Unit, or Chrome Star's Facebook, or Chrome Star's SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/ChromeStar with a K. Super hip. Anyways, this tune, super awesome, called Dark Sunrise.
Stop.